We are attempting to do the right thing by leveling the playing field among those companies out there who do both research for the Office of Naval Research as well as provide support services. We're really excited about this and want our companies that do business with us to understand and become aware of that policy, so we're directing them to our website, www.onr.navy.mil. Once you actually get to that website, you'll want to go to the Contracts and Grants section, and you'll be able to open up and read the policy for yourself.
So an example of an organizational conflict of interest is when someone helps you develop requirements for a contract, and then they go ahead and bid on it. This is what you're trying to prevent.
That is exactly what we're trying to prevent. And let me also state that as we developed the ONR policy, we did this by looking across DOD agencies as well as other departments' agencies, and we put together the best of the best to come up with our policy. And so we are also asking, as you just said, we're asking companies to decide whether or not they want to be a research performer or provide support services that would help us develop those requirements. So again, yes, we are trying to avoid the conflict of a company helping us to develop requirements and then bid on those same requirements.
Was that happening a lot?
The perception that could be that it is happening a lot. Doesn't happen a lot because we're very vigilant in making sure that companies that do help us write requirements then don't submit proposals against those requirements, but it does sometimes happen.
Now, in the area of foreign contractors, very often if they want to do business in the United States, they have to create a separate board of directors for the United States if they want to do military contracting, and they firewall themselves off from the foreign parent. Is it possible to have an internal firewall within a given U.S. company such that they could develop the requirements and also do the research, or do you want to stay away from that?
We're really asking companies to decide one be in one camp or the other. I liken it to insider trading, that if they have the ability, even with firewalls, they have the ability to or the potential to share information associated with developing the requirement and then bidding on the requirement. Whether there's a firewall in place or not, the public looks like a company gives us, helps us to write the requirements and then also bids on those same requirements.
Now, is that separation of bidding versus doing the work for a given company, do they have to choose for all future work, or could they not bid on the requirements for another project and yet do the research? In other words, can they do both but on different projects?
No, we're asking them to make a choice today whether or not they want to do one or the other so that even in the future there's no appearance of a conflict of interest.
We're talking with Mark Bennington, the Executive Director for Acquisition Management in the Office of Naval Research. Does this change then how the relationship would be between the contracting officers and the vendors? Does the contracting officer's job change at all, or is this really the onus is on the vendors?
We're asking the vendors to make those choices. So it's really the onus is really upon the vendors to make a choice as to which way they want to go. However, it requires my contracting officers to be vigilant and recognize that if a company does submit a bid, then they bring it to my attention and we go from there.
Well, are you worried about losing some really good contractors on one side or the other from companies that are capable of doing both but then won't be able to anymore? They can only do one or the other.
That is always a concern from the Office of Naval Research's perspective. However, we balance that against a fairness and a level playing field and believe that we are doing what is right and fair across the board, making sure that there is no conflict of interest or any hints of conflict of interest of our policies.
And if you do run across something like that and it is brought to your attention, as you said, we go from there. Where is there? Where do you go from there, or does it depend on the situation?
Every situation is different. So the requirement would be to review exactly what the parameters are, review the proposal that's being submitted, review the work that's being done in-house. So there's not a definite no, we're not going to allow it. However, it's a rare circumstance where we would, and it would have to be compelling. There'd have to be a compelling story that would allow a company to do both within the Office of Naval Research.
Now, the Office of Management and Budget, I think last year, started on the same path with new memoranda on organizational conflicts of interest. Is this pattern after what's going on for civilian agencies, or did you take part of what they were doing? How did you formulate your policy?
I really can't comment on the OMB policies. All I can say is that when we looked at our policy, we looked at other DOD agencies and tried to be in line with what the FAR says, as well as what other agencies were doing in the area, and crafted our policy along those lines.
And I would take it that this is sort of a living document, that because this is new, if it needs tweakage along the line, you have that flexibility?
Yes, ma'am. We can always review policies, and if they need to be changed, we can do so. This is, like I said, it's very new, and we're always looking for input to make things better.
And what's the deadline for companies to make a choice?
The policy is effective immediately.
Has anybody weighed in yet?
We've had a couple that have said thank you, and a couple that have said you're causing us some problems because we have to make a choice.